Anne McKenzie is a part-time Tofte resident. In this edition of Moments in Time, she goes down memory lane with the help of the local paper.
An item from the Cook County News Herald from September 27, 1993 says, "Though women as justices are no longer a rarity, it was a first for Cook County last week when the Honorable E. Anne McKenzie of Hennepin County held court here when Judge Ken Sandvik was on vacation." I didn't know that. I didn't know I was the first female judge until somebody from the newspaper came into the courthouse with a camera, told me I was the first female judge, and asked if they could take my picture and put it in the paper. That was the first I knew that I was the first female judge. Who keeps track of these things?
Anne took some time to reflect on those weeks she served in Cook County.
Actually, some context might be interesting. I was appointed to the Hennepin County Bench, the 4th Judicial District, by Governor Rudy Perpich at the end of his last term. For Governor Perpich, appointing a woman was not unusual. In fact, it was the norm. He had many women serving in his administration. Most significant, though, was his support of women in the judiciary, and he truly changed the face of the judiciary in Minnesota. He made history during his first stint as governor by appointing Rosalie Wall to the Minnesota Supreme Court, the first woman to be appointed to Minnesota's highest court. It doesn't seem like such a remarkable thing today when half the students in law schools are women, and there are lots of women judges and three women on the United States Supreme Court, but back in the 1970s, it was remarkable. In fact, in the private chambers of the justices of Minnesota's Supreme Court, there wasn't a women's restroom. It never occurred to the architect of the Capitol, I suppose, that you'd need a women's restroom in the judicial chambers. Governor Perpich deliberately appointed many women to the state court judicial positions, but he really made history when, just before he left office, he appointed a fourth woman to the Minnesota Supreme Court, making Minnesota the first state in the nation to have a majority of women on their highest court. When he left office, all the women judges he appointed signed a poster, and we gave it to him as a parting gift. But back to being the first female judge to preside in Cook County. Then Judge Ken Sandvik was on a short leave of absence, and somehow, because one of my friends on the Hennepin County bench was a good friend of the then Chief Justice, who made all temporary assignments, he pulled some strings and got me assigned to fill in. My friend knew that I had a little vacation retreat on the North Shore and loved to come here whenever I could, so it was great to be here for a few weeks without having to take vacation time. I'd not been a judge for that long, really, only 3 years, so I was pretty much of a novice when I came to the Cook County Courthouse, and it showed. I was used to Hennepin County, where in traffic and misdemeanor court we had a calendar in front of us with the names of defendants and what they were charged with. The clerk called a case, and I would hear from the city or county attorney, and then the defendant or the defendant's attorney, and most of the time there had been some negotiation worked out to resolve the case. I basically just approved the deal and imposed the penalty, and that was all there was to it. Here, things didn't happen that way then. The clerk just handed me a stack of citations, and I was expected to read the charges and take the pleas and figure out the penalties myself. I was completely lost. I didn't even know where to look for the charges. And I didn't know what the protocol was for sentencing and what was typical or considered fair here. Actually, to some extent, it's still the case that different judicial districts in the state have different practices, and local custom dictates how cases are handled. Anyway, it was rather rough going for me at first, but eventually I caught on. Then one of the days I was here, I presided at a jury trial. I was really in my element then. Of all the things I did as a judge throughout the 19 years I served, my favorite part of the job was trials, especially jury trials. And I enjoyed presiding at a jury trial here, but again, it was different than it was in Hennepin County. It was a misdemeanor trial, and the prosecutor was then County Attorney Don Davison. The late Jim Summerness was the defense attorney. There was a young man on trial for a misdemeanor charge of carrying a pistol. In the metro courts, when a jury is picked, the judge asks prospective jurors if they know any of the parties in the case. If they know the defendant or the arresting officer or the attorneys, they will be excused from serving on the jury so that no personal biases, pro or con, can interfere with their impartiality. Well, here, of course, when I asked who in the group of prospective jurors knew the prosecutor, many raised their hands. Likewise, the defense attorney, the sheriff, and even the defendant. It would have been impossible to pick a jury where no one knew anyone involved in the case. So I just had to take the word of the jurors that were selected that regardless of who they knew in the case and how they knew them, they'd promised to be fair and impartial and decide the case on the facts and the law. It was an honor to serve as the first female judge in Cook County. Who knew that obscure fact would come back to haunt me again? I'm retired now, but still serve as a senior judge, filling in around the state as needed. Last summer, I did a substitute assignment presiding in Duluth, but I've not been asked to fill in here in Cook and Lake counties. I'd be happy to do it again, though.
Moments in Time is a production of WTIP North Shore Community Radio, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. It's about sharing stories and preserving memories from our region's past. There are more segments of Moments in Time on our website at wtip.org.